Let's talk today about grape juice. Okay, grape juice is a topic for today for two reasons. Number one, Pesach. Who is a specialist in grape juice? They have a specialist here in grape juice?
If you buy $25 worth, you get $3.5.
There are two reasons why grape juice is very relevant. Number one is Parshas Shmini. It's Yayin v'sheichar al teisht. After the Nisa of Nadav v'Avihu, Hashem spoke to Aaron and taught him the parish of Shisuya Yayin. You're not allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of intoxication. Yayin v'sheicher al teisht. When you come into the Beis HaMikdash, and Pesach is just around the corner, and we have a mitzvah of Dalid Kaisais, and the question is, can you fulfill your obligation of Dalid Kaisais by drinking grape juice? So I have here in the Sefer Mo'adim L'Simcha, he has a chapter. He has a very fascinating chapter on the topic of grape juice by Rav Tuvia Freund. So let's just run through some of the Rashi Prakim. I'm a little bit... Yeah?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's a whole new thing that I don't know how to...
What's that?
Pasteurized.
Okay, that's another sugya. That we're going to come to. He talks about that. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is machmer. He holds a pasteurized grape juice. All grape juice is pasteurized. It's not heated to the temperature where he's comfortable that it should be called. It should be called yayin mevushel. So it is a problem. Having non-Jews candle grape juice at home can be indeed a problem. Not everyone. We're not machmer. The common meaning is to be mako. We're not machmer this. Okay, let's now here's this. First of all, he points out in the Sefer, I'm not familiar with any of the things that he discusses, is that grape juice is a very modern phenomenon. Okay, he writes here 50 years. He must have wrote this 20 years ago, so he's probably writing 70 years ago. Is that really true? 70 years ago? No. Grape juice, and let's take it back. Bottled grape juice, the way it's sold today in the market is relatively a modern phenomenon. Now, what do we mean by modern phenomenon? Because when they started selling grape juice, bottled grape juice, when they started selling bottled grapes 70 years ago, it wasn't pure grape juice. Because the grape juice, if you leave it around, it begins to ferment. So you have to do something to stunt the fermentation process. Now today they have very advanced techniques which totally change the dynamics, which make it a lot better. But the original grapes, where all the literature, all the old literature that discusses the Shiloh, they would add some type of different ingredients. They would add ingredients they would mix into the grape juice some ingredients, different types of ingredients, 70 years ago when it first came out, in order to prevent the grape juice from fermenting and turning into wine. Now the problem is that definitely, to some degree, reduces the quality of the grape juice. It can even be, in the original, when it first started, it could even be tasted. When you would drink grape juice, today you can't taste anything. The only thing you're going to taste when you're going to drink grape juice today is the real grape juice. It's going to be pure, or they're going to dilute it, or they're going to add some water. It's going to be from concentrate, which we'll get to a little bit later on. But when you eat grape juice today, pretty much you're only tasting the real deal. You're only tasting what came out of the grapes. If it doesn't taste good, that's because maybe the grapes are of not the best quality. They were grown locally. They were not grown in some exotic vineyard in France. Okay, that's not because you're tasting anything that is foreign. There's no foreign matter. But grape juice, when it was first introduced into the public in the bottle form, it was enhanced. The ingredients were inserted to prevent the fermentation process, and that can be tasted in the grape juice, which is considered not the original thing anymore. To the degree where the original poiskim that Paskin, with regard to grape juice, many of them Paskin, not only can you not use it for Kiddush, not only can you not use it for Dalakosos, you don't make a Bore pre-Hagofen. You make a Shahakol. A Shahakol on grape juice, and you make a Bore Nefoshes. And let's explain what the issue is. The issue is, to make Kiddush, the Gemara says, the only type of wine you can use to make Kiddush Friday night, the Gemara's main concern is really with Kiddush Friday night, is one that is fit to be used for Nesochim on the Mizbeach. Now, on the Mizbeach, Nesochim, they used what's called wine, yayin, which was at least 3 days old. Wine that's pressed from grapes, and you let the wine, you have to let it sit at least for 3 days. Now, in 3 days, not when it's not refrigerated, when it's left outside, will certainly begin to ferment to some degree. So there is some degree of fermentation that was used for wine that was poured on the Mizbech. Let me read the Gemara, the critical Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Everything is really based on the Gemara. It's the Gemara Masechta Bava Basra, and Daf Tzadi Zayin Amad Aleph. Amarav Zutra Bar Tovia. Amarav. Ein Oimrim Kiddush Hayoim. Okay, the Gemara very rarely talks about the Dalakosis. That's a very big mystery. What are the standards of Dalakosis? We're talking over here about Kiddush Friday night, which, according to many Poskim, is more chomor. Kiddush Friday night is more chomor than the Dalakosis. The Dalakosis are purely a din derabanan. Kiddush Friday night, Zochor Yisrael HaShabbos, according to some, Zochreu Al Hayayin, is a din deoraisa. So it says here, Ein Oimrim Kiddush Hayoim El Al Hayayin. The wine must be fit to be poured upon the Mizbeach. What is this coming to exclude? It means wine out of your vat. Now, Megita means freshly pressed wine, what we would call grape juice. Remember, our grape juice is not really grape juice because our grape juice has been treated, has been pasteurized, which means it has been heated to a temperature where it prevents it from fermenting and may kill some bacteria, which is a change. It's not natural. And certainly, if they've enhanced it with adding ingredients, adding sulfites or adding gases, they have gases they use, and they use sulfites, they use all different types of techniques are used, but the key is it's not pure, it's not original, it's not the way it came out of the grape. So if you want to go tell me Lamuta Yain Megita, which means freshly pressed grapes, that's not a problem. V'ho Toni Rabbi Chia, here's what's critical, Yain Megitoi Lo Yavi. A person should not bring for Nesachim to pour on the Mizbeach wine that has been freshly pressed from grapes. Megitoi, the Imhevi, here's the key, but if you do, you don't follow procedure, and you take wine from the vat that's in your home, it's not yet fermented, it's not yet turned alcoholic, vimhevi kosher. And here the Gemara says, vikevon dimhevi kosher, since for nisochim, it's kosher bidi eved, anan, when it comes to Kiddush Friday night, afilu lichatchila, it can be used. So this, the Gemara makes it very, very clear that the rules of Kiddush are one notch below the rules of Nesachim. Nesachim using grape juice is only a bidiyaved. The Melev is a bidiyaved for Nesachim. That's a lichatchila for Kiddush Friday night. Yeah.
So how did we get to that you can use yayin bushel?
Okay, in Achrami, since it's only a bidiyavid, you're right, it's a problem. Let's go one moment, let's go further. And then the Gemara, I'll prove it to you. Now here's the key, the Omar Rava, Seichet, a person can squeeze Adam Eshkol Anavim, a cluster of grapes, the Oimer Alav Kiddush Hayom. Now this Gemara implies you can even do it immediately, even less than 3 days. Even less than 3 days of letting it sit ferment.
Squeeze it and make
Kiddush. V'chaynivskol halacha berambam, periktesim l'chol Shabbos, harachu yitzayin, v'shochan orach tolso bordan, v'chathilu you can use grape juice. Okay, so now, what is the problem? The problem over here is, our grape juice is not pure. It's not pure because it has been cooked. And once it's been cooked, the grapes they sell in the market will not ferment. So there are those who want to suggest the only reason why the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam allowed you to use what we call grape juice is because at least it has potential. It has potential. Like the classic halacha of Bila. When a person brings a mincha, you bring flour and oil. Lechatchila, you're supposed to thoroughly mix the flour with the oil. What happens if you don't mix the flour? You just pour the oil on top of the flour. It's a kosher mincha. Since there's potential, kol haroi lebila, ein bila, Makheves. In Enaroy Labila, if there's too much flour and the amount of oil is too small, so it will not be possible to thoroughly mix the flour and the oil, then it's not a kosher mincha because there's no potential. If the grape juice is pure and it still has potential to ferment and to turn into alcohol, then that is what the Gemara is referring to. It's kosher for Kiddush Hayom Lechatchila. But if the grape juice has been processed to the degree where it's no longer has potential to reach a state of alcohol, then that's not what the Gemara is talking about. This is something that's brand new, never existed. In fact, it was not publicly available such a thing in the wholesale until about 70 years ago, it seems, to have grape juice its potential has been stunted by cooking it or by eating preservatives or by doing other things to it. So this is not exactly the same thing. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, the truth is, obviously we're makel. We are makel, and we hold no. Since the Gemara indeed says that it's good, the Gemara says you're allowed to squeeze a cluster of grapes. Most of the poskim say we don't take into consideration this concept that it must have potential. It's okay as long as it is pure. If you add some, if you treat it to a degree where you can detect a detraction in the quality of the wine, like the original grape juice 70 years ago, when they did indeed add some type of ingredients to prevent it from fermenting, and that ingredient was detectable in the grapes, that means it's inferior. It's inferior, that cannot be used for a kiddush. And then there's another shaila: do you make a bar priya gofen, or do you make a shahakal? But since bisman hazeh we don't add anything special into the grape, whatever we add is not detectable at all. All the poskim can say that b'diavad it is good. It's not a lechatchila. Obviously, lechatchila should be something which has not been true as potential. But that's not the minig oil. The minig oil is to be matir 100% kiddush Friday night. Now there's another shaila: what about Pesach? Do we apply to the Dalit Kaisers, the Gemara, there's no discussion about this.
Friday night, so
Lechara, whatever rules apply to Kiddush Friday night, and Friday night is a Daraisa, Zechariah Layayim should be no different when it comes to the Seder. Some say not so simple, because the Seder is also a Din Cheirus. There's a Din Cheirus. Being that there's Din Cheirus, Cheirus has to be one which you can detect, which brings intoxication. So therefore, there are two Dinim. There's a Din Yayin for the Dalai Kosos, but there's also a Din Cheirus. The definition of Din Cheirus means it is actually alcohol, alcoholic beverage. So therefore, and indeed, this is the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein is famous for being extremely machmir, that you're not Yoitze Me'ikar Hadin, the Dalai Kosos, unless you have wine, alcoholic beverage, wine that is alcohol. If grape juice, lo yotza.
Can you mention?
So very good, excellent. So then, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach on the other Shem is very makel.
This is your side too.
Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. This is your side. So Rav Bach and Rav Shlomo Zalman. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, he says that you can be makel. He's 100% makel with grape juice. He holds that the din of cherus. This is lamdus. The lamdus is the din cherus. It's a classic briska shayla. Is it din cheres din in the gavra or din in the chefsa? According to Rav Moshe, it's a din in the chefsa. The object has to be an object which is a cheres dika object. Now, as far as you're concerned, it's torture. As for me to drink wine, it's poison. I'm going to be sick for months, and that was the fact with the Gemara. The Gemara's discussion: they were two Amoraim, they drank wine, and they were sick. Yeah, they drank Tantanoim, they drank wine, they were sick a whole year. So that's called Cheirus. This is torture. I'm in a prison cell. They're torturing me by drinking this wine. Rav Moshe says that's not the taich. Cheirus depends on the chefsa, the object. The object has to be an object which in the world out there is considered an object which only free people drink. You don't give wine, intoxicating beverage, to slaves. You don't have an easy time ingesting that yayin. That's your problem. But to be yoitz, the mitzvah cheirus, it has to be with a chefsa that is 100% called yayin.
One cup versus four.
Okay, we're going to discuss that in a moment. But according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch, he disagrees fundamentally with Rav Moshe, and he holds that the Necheiris is not in the Chefza. It's in the person. And it works both ways. The person has to drink a beverage which is, for him, Derech Cheiris. If for you, drinking wine is not Derech Cheiris because it's painful, that's not Cheiris. On the other hand, if for you as a person who drinks, so there's other rules, that's what it's called Yayin. But if for you, the drinking wine is, you only have pleasure from drinking wine which is alcohol, Adarab, if you will drink, if you're that type of person that's a connoisseur, you drink wine the whole year round, you go to wine festivals, and this is what you do for a profession, this is what you enjoy, if you will drink grape juice, you will not be Yoitza, because you have a din of Cheiris. Cheiris depends a personal matter of what you consider to be Cheiris, and therefore you have to drink an intoxicating beverage to know to make kind of Cheiris. So I have a fundamental machlekes hapoiskim between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Is can you be Yoitza? Rav Moshe holds you're not Yoitza because the Taich is it's in the Chefza. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Taich of Cheiris is in the Gavra, and therefore it has to be sweet Me'uriv for you. This is the Yisrael. Now you asked a very good question. You asked the question, what about the two? What about the difference between the first cup and the third and the three cups? The answer is yes. Someone make a pshara and they say the first cup it's also then of Kiddush. The first cup is an extension of Shabbos. Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekadshay. Just like with Mekadesh Shabbos there. Well, this year it's Friday night, so Friday night. So Friday, I have a din of Friday Shabbos. So even when it's not Friday night, it's also a din of Kiddush on Yom Tov of Kiddush. So that's an extension of Kiddush and Shabbos. Especially this year, where it's going to be Kiddush and Shabbos. So in the Chanami, some hold that the first cup is more of an Indian. They should drink Yain. Your person should exert himself that the Chefsa should be a Chefsa of Cheirus, at least for a higher level of Yain in the first cup. Some say no. Again, some want to say that just the opposite, that Shabbos. Okay, let's live with that. Okay, so that is. What now? You asked another very important question. What about mixing grape juice with wine? So Shlomo Zalman, he says that even according to Rav Moshe, even according to those that are Machman, hold that you have to have a chefsa, you have to have an chefsa. That is cheirus. It's mistaver that mixing wine with grape juice is mutal chol hadeis. It's too hard. What? Okay, it's not clear. It's not clear. Well, you have to at least taste. You have to be able. The goal is you should at least sense that there's alcohol. Small amount. You should have some type of sense that there's alcohol in the drink. Now, that does not mean water. That's not a good idea. Taking wine and mixing wine with water is much, much worse than mixing wine with grape juice. According to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, mixing wine with grape juice is a lechatchila. Because even though we may hold that grape juice is not a din, he may hold that grape juice is not a din cheiris, but grape juice is a bori priya gofen. Grape juice is called yayin. It's yayin. It's not just a yayin, a cheiristic yayin, but it's definitely called yayin. Therefore, when you take grape juice and you mix it with wine, it's min b'minoy. You can still detect some slight degree of alcohol in the taruvus. That he holds is k'mal l'chatchila mutter. But to take wine and mix wine with water, you're already taking away. It's already a shaila. Is already called wine. You're still going to make a bar priya gofen, but it definitely dramatically reduces the koyach of the yain. And certainly the worst thing to do is to take grape juice and dilute grape juice with water, because when you dilute grape juice with water, then you're already going down two notches, and it's some people have no choice. A person is not well, you have no choice, so some people have to do this. You do this, you're getting into shyness, do you still make a borei prihagofen on the grape juice?
So according to
Bushel,
is no problem as long as it's an alcohol.
Now Mavushel, so here's the other Mavushel. The mavushel really goes back to grape juice. The same shaila you have, this very is very good. When you have mavushel, not necessarily. What's the problem with mavushel? What is the advantage of wine that is mavushel?
Because mavushel is ain ola shulchan malachas.
Why is that alum shulchan malachas mavushel?
No, that's what it says in
when you cook the wine, you prevent it from continuing to get better. Bishul stunts old wine, yayin yashin shadaz zikenim doichay menu. Wine ferments. So let it sit for 100 years. If it's 100 years old, it'll be even without the yayin.
Oh, but the wine is already bottled. For 100 years, it will not.
Okay, when you cook
better.
Wine, when you cook wine, even wine that's alcohol, once you cook it, you stop further fermentation.
Yes.
You stop
bottling it. Bottling would do the same thing.
Ain't achanami. Bottling does the same thing. And even if you don't bottle, if you don't store it in the perfect conditions, it's going to get ruined. There are many things.
No, that will ruin it. It'll make it into chaymetz.
But you've done an act. You've done a maisa. When you do something like this, goes against the nature of what of the koyach of yayin. You always want wine. There's this concept. You want wine to have potential. It's a very fascinating concept. You're drinking wine the night of the Seder. Klal Yisrael, you're focusing on potential. Grape juice, according to halacha lechatchila, Friday night. Friday night is not. You don't need. Everyone agrees that pure grape juice, taking wine, squeezing wine out of a grape. Squeezing wine out of a grape, and at least, let's say you wait 3 days. Because if you wait nothing, I don't know where it comes from. If you take grapes and you squeeze out wine out of grapes, juice out of grapes, you make a shahakal. You have to wait at least 3 days. In 3 days, it's not alcohol. In 3 days, it's not alcohol, but it's not yet, it's still not considered to be apple juice. When you squeeze wine out of grapes and you let it sit for 3 days, it now has potential. Is it alcohol? No. Is it cheres? No. Friday night, there's no din cheres Friday night. That's a given. So grape juice that's pure, that has not been treated, Gemara says explicitly, is muta lechatchila, you're allowed to use such grape juice because it's potential. Now, if it's alcohol, that's a din, it's a high quality wine. And Pesach night, you have cheres. That's wonderful. And what else does it have? It has potential to go even further. There's this very interesting concept that's brought out in the Paiskim, is that Mila of wine is an object which has potential to get better.
Raisin wine.
We'll come to that in a moment. Raisin wine is problematic. The big machlekes of Paiskim can be the yotze, the dalek kaisais with raisin wine. Because we'll come to concentrate in a moment. Today there's a new thing on the market, wine from concentrate. It's very cheap for companies to go and when they process wine to cook it, to the degree where they provide either a powder or they have different techniques, and then they bottle it. And they bottle it, and locally, they'll get them up. But let's discuss this more of a machshava. Part of the high quality wine, both in grape juice, you see it clearly when it comes to grape juice, and it certainly carries over into yayin, regular wine that is alcohol, is it should have potential to get even better. Yayin mevushel is lacking that maila, and that's why it's not as much as a hider. On the other hand, yayin that's not mevushel is problematic because if a guy or even a Jew that's not shomer Torah mitzvos makes contact with it, it's disqualified. It turns into yayin nesach. Now the question then is when it comes to grape juice. Grape juice is pasteurized. It's cooked, but it's not cooked to the degree of babuos. Male babuos bubbles. Is that called mevushel, which is no longer, which is not subject to goyim touching open bottles? This is a very big machlekes apayskim. The minig is it's open. Let's say you have a kiddush and there's a bottle of grape juice on the table, and there are non-Jewish workers at a kiddush. They're putting away the grape juice on the table, even the factories. I don't know what they do in the factories. They probably don't have goyim in the factories when they make the grape juice, because at some point in time it's not yet been cooked.
Yeah, it doesn't allow anybody in the plant.
It's not Jewish. The whole plant. Right.
If I call up and say I'd like to tour the plant, they say no.
They will not. So they're very, very strict. So when it comes to many, the minug is that pasteurized grape juice is, there's no din yayin mevushel. He makes a claim here. I don't know if this is true or not. He makes a claim here that today our grape juice, if you know, you go buy a bottle of Kedem grape juice, if you know what you're doing, you can turn a bottle of Kedem grape juice into wine. He says the technique.
They're
not treated to the degree where it's irreversible. They're not, he claims, grape juice today manufactured is not treated to the degree where it's irreversible. You can still do something to it. I don't know how, you have to maybe add some ingredients that can cause grape juice to turn into alcohol. If you would take the alcohol, they could, if they would take the grape juice and they would cook it to the point where it's malababuos and do other things, then indeed it would be able to achieve a chemical state where it would be impossible. But our grapes, that really goes to show, or if Shlomo Zalman says, is that being that it's only pasteurized and it's not heated to a higher degree, there's still it's not what it says in Mamash and Chazal. There is indeed a problem of goyim touching open bottles of grapes. Like I told you, that's not the minhag. The minhag olam is a very maker when it comes to grapes. It's pasteurized. If a goy touches it, there is no problem whatsoever. Okay, let's do another quick thing. And what about
one more thing? If you notice, even by Kedem, their wines, there are some wines that have the tzeilam as hechsher, and some of the wines from Kedem that don't.
Yeah.
Because the tzeilam requires that
a higher bishul,
212.
Okay.
The boiling point of water.
Okay.
The others require that it should be the boiling point of alcohol.
Okay.
Which is a much lower.
Okay,
that's also the difference.
There's also a problem. When you cook wine, according to some opinions, you're ruining the quality of the wine. And when you ruin the quality of the wine, that's like wine that's pogrom. And that's not kosher, period. Okay, so there are many halacha l'maaseh, the oil, we're all very makel, everyone, it's very rare in fact to find one that's not mevushal. Most of our wines that are common are yains and mevushal. Okay, they're wines, they're more expensive wines. Okay, what about wine that comes from concentrate? This is a very big machlekes apayiski because it's not the original liquid. The original liquid has been has evaporated. And now you're adding to concentrate water. Do you even make a borei?
Wine from concentrate?
No, grape juice from concentrate.
Yeah.
Grape juice from concentrate. So is the machloekes ha-poiskim, you can even make on such grape juice a borei pre-hagofen. There are some poiskim that say that if you have wine from concentrate, which do they sell? They sell grape juice from concentrate. You cannot even make a borei pre-hagofen. You can't make an al-geffen. You have to make a shahakal and a borei nefashos. And that would then mean that when it comes to kiddush, it's not something which is ideal. Ideal should not be used. Another shiloh. What about colored? What about grape juice that is not red? Okay, it's one thing. There's a big machlokes apayiskim if the wine has to be red. I think the Ramban, the Ramban holds white wine yelo yotza. The essence of wine is red. So you'll say, why? But the Shulchan Aruch said, but if it's al teira yayin, it's pasuk al teira yayin ki yisadom. Don't look at the wine that it's red. So you see, the red wine must be red. So you'll tell him, but if the quality of the wine, why the red? Because the red is moishech due to intoxication. So someone want to suggest. So at least if it's not red and it's white, but it leads to intoxication. At least you will kind of the theme of the al teira yayin ki yisadom. But grape juice today they sell white grape juice.
Peach grape juice.
Well, peach, at least already, it's at least a tinge of red. So what about grape juice that's very, very light? So someone wants to suggest that you can't make a borei pre-hagofen. Because you have to have one of the two. Either it should be red, or at least it should be intoxicating. But if you have neither of the two, it's not red and it's not intoxicating, so that's already so far removed that cannot be called grape juice. Halacha l'maaseh, poskim say not so. Halacha l'maaseh, there's no difference. If you take white, you take a white, whatever color grapes, green grapes, and you press it, and you make grape juice, l'chuli alma, you can make a borei pre-hagofen, but not from concentrated is more of a problem. There's also shiloh, should you dilute wine? Let's say you have white wine, you have red wine. Are you allowed to color wine on Pesach? You want to have red wine, so you have white wine, you want to add a little coloring from red wine. Tzaveya ba'oichlem. Tzaveya ba'oichlem, the Mishnah Berurah appears to be makel. Other poskim say you should not, that's it's a chumra. Leave you with one last thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman, again, he's a machlokes between Rav Moshe, when he comes to Chayrus, the Gavra, the Chavsa. So he once gave a shir to the, he records here to his Talmidim, and he said to them, why in Chazal wanted us to commemorate V'yotzeisti, V'yitzalti, V'goalti, V'lokachti? Why did they designate Dalit Koises? Why not eat four vegetables? Eat four pieces of matzah? I don't know, do something for why four? Eat on a table of four legs. Why do you have to have 4 cups of wine? Four. So Shlomo Zalman told us, this is a famous word, he says, because we have 4 lashonis of gula, v'yotzeisa v'yitzalti. V'yitzalti is not an independent lashon of gula. V'yitzalti is built upon v'yotzeisa. This v'yitzalti is a higher madrega. V'yitzalti includes with it v'yotzeisa. V'go'alti, it's a third level. The goalti is including with it the oitzesi v'itzalti, and the lokachti includes with the highest level. So he said that's why you use wine. Wine, basically, the whole conversation with him is Talmidim, the coin of Moshe, that's why Chazal Davka selected Yayin. Because when you drink, if you eat 4 vegetables, you don't feel any different when you drink the 4th vegetable than when you ate the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. But when you drink wine, there's a cumulative effect. The 4th cup of wine has a cumulative effect upon wine 1, 2, and 3. Now that's why Chazal designated Yayin for the Dalet Koisos. Now, here's the point. This is only true. You only fulfill this concept of Yotzeisa v'Yitzalti v'Goalti v'Lekachti, the cumulative effect, if you drink real wine. But if you drink grape juice, there is no cumulative effect of 4 cups of grape juice. So the Talmud says, L'chor that Saraya to Rav Moshe, not like you. So he said, you're right. This indeed, this concept, the Chazal selected Yayin to commemorate the Dal Lashonis of Gula, to indicate that the 4 lashonis of gula are cumulative, not separate steps, is indeed a raya to Rav Moshe that you have to have dafka yayin, that the chayrus is a din in the chefza, not in the gavra. However, Loch Lamaisa, he still held his ground, and we're all semich on that. I think they said the chazoy nish also, he only drank grape juice.
What about fermented borscht?
Okay, what about raisin wine? Raisin wine borders on the issue of concentrate, because it's not the original liquid. It's something which is an additional liquid that's been added. Is that proper, not proper? It's no worse than Chamar Medina. That's a given. You know, if it's not going to be wine, a person can't drink wine. You can drink tea and coffee with the yavet. Okay, that's the yoytze, but it's not a din of yayin. All right, we'll stop here.